Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bob, the last thing on earth I would want to do is keep Brian Batko waiting, but there is a question from my mailbag today that I need a quick answer on from a man named Jordan Gatton. Greetings, Dr. Starkey. From the exact same setup, tees, pins, etc., could you, Pomp, Malzy, and any other full-time fan employee have beaten JJ Spawn if you were playing a scramble? I said zero chance.
Zero chance. Yeah, and yesterday there was a guy from the Golf Channel who went out and plays supposedly a 0.6 handicap. He played from the members' tee, not the back.
Yeah.
Members' tee, same pin location, same rough conditions, and he shot 93.
So if me, you, Mulsey, and Paul Alexander played best shot every shot, we couldn't beat him.
I would say no, just because you know what he's going to shoot. You know, if he shoots 65, for example, or 66.
Oh, man, there's zero chance.
We would have to birdie somehow, some way, you know. With four chances, it sounds easy to say yes to that, but given those conditions, I would say no.
Let's bring on.
By the way, if you had to play the same, what would you shoot? What would anybody shoot?
150.
We played differently. We played up when we played, and it wasn't
nearly.
My God,
we were 100 yards up on a couple holes.
So if you had to play all the way back there with all these conditions, I would be challenging myself to break 110 for sure. Yeah. I'd
be up at 150. No exaggeration. That's ridiculous what those guys do. And I may have broken a tee marker and a locker, combining Wyndham Clark and our friend Rory. Let's bring on, without further ado, the Batconian Mongoose.
How about that nickname? Brian. I heard that for the first time last week, the Batconian Mongoose. You've come up with some
They're
good
rare.
Names, but that one's kind of a stretch, but that's good thinking.
It's starting to catch on, Brian, is it not? There he is, Bob. Look in his study.
There he is, looking all manly and look
the
at that
mongoose
beard.
In his natural habitat.
What a beard. He looks like a mongoose over there.
Colonel Mustard in the study with the candle pipe.
And the backwards cap. You like that, Bob?
Yeah, he can pull that off.
He can.
I don't do it. Do you? I don't look right in.
No, I'm too old for that.
Yeah. I can.
Limits can, yes, and does from time to time.
Why would Brian hide his coiffed hair, though? It's his perfectly coiffed hair.
That's true.
But he's getting rid of the mustache. I think that's a sign that it ain't working, if you know what I mean, Brian. Do you agree?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I thought people might be mistaking him for Mason Rudolph when he's out on the town. I thought that could actually go well for his endeavors, but maybe it's not going that way.
Apparently not would be the answer to that, but we love our little limits. Brian, what is happening here in the secondary? We were talking about that earlier. I have major concerns. Joey Porter wasn't very good last year. Darius Slay is 34, and you think that Batconian Mongoose are an endangered species. How about 34-year-old corners? Minka isn't what he was. And freshly signed Deshaun Elliott isn't great in coverage. Tell me I'm wrong to be very concerned about the secondary.
I think in today's NFL, literally every team needs to be concerned about its secondary from year to year because you are matching up with the likes of Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Chris Sims had an interesting topic on his show the other day. Is this the best foursome in the NFL since I don't know, Brady, Breeze, Manning, Rodgers, when those guys were at their peak. And if you throw in Ben, being that we're here in Pittsburgh as a fifth, and who would be the fifth right now in the NFL? Herbert, Hurts, depending on who your guy is. It is a quarterback-driven league, more than it's been since the heyday of a lot of those guys I just mentioned, of which Rodgers is the last one still hanging on.
Hold on a second here, Bob. The mongoose just opened up a little can of worms there. Do we all agree here that there's a definite top four, and that it's, you said Burrow, Jackson, Mahomes, and Allen is what we said?
Yeah.
And then if that's the case, who's the fifth? I think I do agree with that, that there's a clear-cut top four. And I have to put Jalen Hurts. Listen, if we think Mahomes is and we all do, one of those top four, Jalen Hurts has stared that guy down on the biggest stage twice, and I think outplayed him twice. Certainly last year, Jalen Hurts has to be number five.
Yes. I don't think, again, doing it in the biggest of stages against some of the best in the game, he's done that. These other guys, like Herbert, Lawrence, all these, they still haven't done it. And they have to do it, I think, before they can move themselves into that category.
Limits?
The case against Jalen Hurts, if I or anyone else would be compelled to make it, is the other players on that offense were ready to revolt at times last season, mainly A.J. Brown, because of how not explosive the passing game was. He didn't even throw for 3,000 yards last year. So he turned it on in the playoffs, don't get me wrong, but I think that's where people run into some, I don't want to say anti-Jalen Hurts, but more of just tamping down the top five hype train for him a little bit. However, me myself, I think it is a lot about how the Eagles were built, handing off to Saquon Barkley. And yes, I put a lot of stock in the last time I saw a guy, especially when it's on the biggest stage in the game.
I hear that. It's almost Ben-like to me in that, yeah, in that the strict passing, wow, passing numbers are not there with Jalen Hurts. To which I would say, who cares? He wins. And plus, look at the touchdowns. It's not a small thing that he runs for 15 touchdowns every year and over 600 or 700 yards. I just think the guy's an unbelievable all-around winner.
And that counts for something. I mean, that's what he does. He makes smart plays in the run game. He knows, you know, yeah, it's not statistically the best numbers you're going to find, but wins and losses still matter, and how you get to where you have to go matters, and he's done all that, Brian. So, yeah, you can make a case there. As far as numbers, you know, can they be better? And yeah, sure. But they also have a run game that really picks them up, and they can do things in the run game that helps everybody, including
for sure. The more I think about it, it is Ben-like.
I know he lost to them in the NFC Championship game, but Jalen Hurts, or Jaden Daniels, I think, is
he's
quickly
right
approaching that number five spot.
Yeah.
But and Hurts gets the edge because he beat him in it.
If he's approaching it, then so is Bo Nix, because those numbers were very, very similar. Very similar.
Let's see what happens this year.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes.
Why are we saying that?
We haven't even mentioned Matthew Stafford.
Wait. Why are we pumping brakes on Bo Nix, but not pumping it on Daniels?
I would say it's second year. Guys, you know, they know you a little bit more. I think it becomes a little bit more treacherous.
Daniels had one of the best seasons of a rookie quarterback in NFL history. He beat a team that many thought in the NFC was unbeatable until getting to the Super Bowl in the Lions, and he absolutely carved up their defense. He turned a franchise that won five games last year and was a disaster into one that a lot of people respected.
Bo Nix turned a franchise that was also a disaster, probably worse than Washington after Mr. Unlimited was done with them, and had 29 touchdowns and 12 picks, Limits.
You think?
In my opinion, though, you know, the box score counting stats, those are objective. When you get into the subjective matters of watching those two guys play, I just think Jaden Daniels is so much more electric. The closest thing to Lamar right now, who is not Lamar, the way he can evade tacklers, be slippery inside and outside of the pocket, keep his eyes downfield. I mean, you watch him and Bo Nix back to back, and I don't think it's that much of a debate, but I hear you on the stats don't lie perspective.
I respectfully disagree. I thought Bo Nix was awesome last year and really exciting to watch and gun the ball down the field. He threw for more yards. He threw for more touchdowns than Jaden Daniels. How many rushing yards did Daniels wind up with?
He had a lot. I don't know what the number is, but he certainly, I think you'll see less of that this year with him, more of him in passing situations, just because he's proven, I think, after 1 year that he could be more involved in that passing game.
We'll see. It's going to be very interesting to track. I thought you could make a case, honestly, for Bo Nix as Rookie of the Year last year.
Daniels ran for 891 yards and 6 touchdowns. He was almost a 1,000-yard rusher in addition to 3,000 yards passing.
And Nix ran for over 400 with 4 touchdowns and 41 first downs.
Yes, and Jaden Daniels doubled those numbers.
Yeah, and Bo Nix had better passing numbers limits. You seem to really emphasize that Daniels had better rushing numbers. What do you say about the passing numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Brian on this. I think just the wow factor is more there with Jaden Daniels. I think he can make more plays on the run. I think he can make more explosive plays. He can make better throws. Look, don't get me wrong. I like Bo Nix, but I just think that Jaden Daniels is a much more talented quarterback and also somebody who delivered in the clutch. So I would obviously take him over Bo Nix.
We'll see. We'll see about that. Starting in year 2. It reminds me of RG3 and Andrew Luck. Did I already say that, Bob?
Yeah, but I agree. That's why I'm saying sometimes you got to pump the brakes a little bit and you see different things happen. And, you know, league does respond, Brian, does it not? I mean, they know now much more about both those guys. That's not to say they can't still be successful, but it may be a little bit harder this year.
Yeah, we've done sort of the eye test. We've done the numerical comparisons there. And then you get into the hypotheticals, too, when you talk quarterbacks, and you start to go down those roads of unanswerable questions of if Justin Herbert was plucked into that Eagles roster last year with that offense and defense, does he not win the Super Bowl? That's where we'll never know, but I think that's why it's fun to have these debates, especially on June 17th when there's not really much else going on except to express concern and skepticism with the Steelers secondary.
We had a Steelers guest the other day. We're talking to Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. And by the way, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We had a Steeler guest who shall go unnamed, Brian, the other day saying Caleb Johnson is going to be a star. Do you agree with that assessment?
I'm not ready to predict that now. I don't know what you could possibly see in minicamp and OTAs to make that prediction, but I mean, yeah, I like the draft pick when they made it. And I think the nice thing about Caleb Johnson, and we might have even talked about this, Joe, it's you start to compare him to Najee Harris, and or maybe it was us on the Showdown Sunday, Pomp, where you said he could be better than Najee Harris.
Right.
That's where I'm pumping my brakes coming down the hill there, because for as much as Najee Harris left people wanting here a little bit, never quite lived up to those first-round running back expectations, because you have to be a game-changer if you get picked at that position that high these days. He was durable. He was consistent. He did shake off a lot of tacklers. He did carry the Steelers offense at times over these 4 years. But where Caleb Johnson can maybe be a cut above if all goes right is if he can do those things that Najee Harris did while adding that breakaway speed element
right.
That frankly was always a question with Najee.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I say I guess you are a victim of where you are drafted. And in the case of guys like Najee Harris, or for that matter, even Terrell Edmonds, you're expected to do more because of who you are, where you're drafted. If you're a third-round pick, less expectation, I guess, based on just where you were. But I think Johnson has that explosive ability, and that's what I was referring to. I think he can get not only the hard yards inside, but if you have to bump him outside, he can win a race. So we'll see.
I haven't seen him get the hard yards inside yet in the NFL, and we have 4 years of watching Najee do it. So I'm just tempering the Caleb Johnson superstar angle, but I get it. Well, no fun.
Superstar is too strong of a word, but I just think a guy who can be very good at it and break away and have a 60-yard touchdown run. You know, something we see from the elite guys, the Derrick Henrys, almost every week. There's something out, a big-time run.
He's a smooth athlete, and obviously we can see his height and weight on a piece of paper or on the internet. So he's a big enough body for sure. He's one of the bigger bodies in this really good, really deep running back draft class. But I think he's pretty skilled too. And I think that's a lot of what has gotten some people excited with OTAs and minicamp is you're watching him work on his pass catching. He's doing these drills for pass protection. And those are the finer points of being an NFL running back. So I think he's got that in him as well. I was at the Best of the Batch Foundation, Charlie Batch's organization, yesterday with some of the Steelers rookies, and they were shooting basketball. They were shooting around before they were doing some stuff with the kids. Caleb Johnson's got a pretty sweet lefty stroke. I watched him drain a couple threes, and I was impressed.
Wow. By the way, just a side note on Charlie Batch, he, along with Jim Render, just elected into the National High School Sports Hall of Fame.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Charlie's done a lot of great stuff after his football career, but it's nice to see during, you know, people remember the high school careers as well.
I'll tell you this much. One of the formative experiences for me in my year or so covering high schools for the Post-Gazette, this is almost something that every Western PA sports writer should have to go through at some point. Try to interview Jim Render after a loss, because he did not get many of those when he was the coach of Upper St. Clair. And I mean, he was already very experienced with a ton of victories under his belt by the time I was covering preps in, 2016, I guess. And I'll tell you, it made him no less surly to lose a random week 5 game to Bethel Park. And then you kind of have to walk through the locker room back to the office. And I was just a young guy, never covered him before, and say, hey, I'm here to talk to Coach Render for a story on the game for the Post-Gazette. And his assistants just kind of look at you with a look of, are you sure you want to do that? And then they give you the little nod, like, okay, go ahead back there. And I mean, it shows you why he was such a winner and such a competitor. So I'll always remember that about Jim Render.
Brian, are we forgetting any big story? Let's see. Deshaun Elliott signs. I don't think that was any, huge 30-point headline story. What do you think of him? What do you think of that secondary and all its communications breakdowns and it getting riddled by good quarterbacks last year? I know I asked you this in a different form earlier, but through Elliott to the others, what do you make of it?
Yeah, we had just a minor digression. We went from the Steelers secondary question to Upper St. Clair football, but that's what we do when I jump on with you, Joe, and it's great to have Pomp with us as well. So, I think Deshaun Elliott he wasn't the problem last year with that group. I mean, he had an opportunity to make a game-saving play against the Cowboys. He didn't make it, but he was in position, and both guys are getting paid. Sometimes you just don't make the play, and the other guy does. By and large, I thought he had a really strong 2024. He was a name that – when they signed him last year, I didn't even really raise an eyebrow at it. Then I started watching him a little, and this guy's pretty good, and he is underrated, and this probably will be a good move by Omar Khan. It ended up being a great move, and he's getting a second contract here. He was hurt a lot early in his NFL career with the Ravens and elsewhere, and he's a player I've talked to a lot. I did a story on him last month for the PG, and he's very passionate about mental health awareness and giving back to some youth in the area on that topic. And I mean, he played his butt off on the field. So easy guy to root for. I think he's still got a lot of good football in him. And yeah, I think this is a good signing. By the way, he's making like Geno Stone, Alohi Gilman money as a safety, which that's nice to get a bargain deal next to someone as highly paid as Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I think that's a good signing. I do. I know Joe has some reservations just because of PFF gradings on him, but like those things can go up and down, and I don't know what I saw from what I watched of him was a guy who was in position to make plays, a hard hitter,
I don't think he was great in coverage, Bob. I don't think a lot of them were, and that's why they got riddled. And they also had communication issues.
I understand all of that.
Is he involved in that?
I don't know the inner workings of whether or not he is or isn't. I just know that my eye test told me he had a pretty good season. And I think they agree with that. Brian, do you?
Yeah, in the off-the-top-of-my-head test last year, I feel like the issues were more with Cam Sutton, who's gone, Minka Fitzpatrick, who, I mean, he's always liable to kind of go a little Troy-like where he's freelancing and, you know, he sees an opportunity to go make a play. If it works, great, you get all-pro Minka. If it doesn't, you're potentially giving up a touchdown to Isaiah Likely. I think Patrick Queen as the green dot hub of communication, to use a Mike Tomlinism, quarterback of the defense. You certainly have to question his role in a lot of that. And I think it can't be understated. You know, you're looking at a rookie slot corner in Beanie Bishop, who was playing as much as he was last year. I'm sure he was drinking from the proverbial fire hose. So that's four guys I just named who I think were probably a little bit more at fault for the up the middle of the defense lapses than Deshaun Elliott was. Although I admit nobody was really on their P's and Q's with how that defense played down the stretch.
So when you hear from PFF that, because this would seem to be not that difficult to sort of uncover through intense film watching.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think sometimes you don't know the player's assignments. You can't possibly know that unless you're in the room. And that's why it becomes that's one of the main criticisms that I think people have of PFF. I'm not anti-PFF necessarily, but that's one of the ones that when people say, okay, you've got to take it with a grain of salt, I think that's one of the bigger reasons as to why.
I think people have the impression, no offense to Harry Callis, that PFF pulls Harry Callises into their room and lets them watch film. Guys like Bobby Slovic, who go on to be pretty good NFL coordinators, and Bruce Gradkowski are the guys breaking down film. So I guess I would disagree there.
How long ago was Bobby Slowick at PFF?
I mean, that's the types of people that they hire, people who know football.
At one time, I don't know necessarily now, but
they have lesser standards now. They do hire Harry Callis.
I don't know. I just know it's Bobby Slowick was there about a decade ago, and I don't think they've churned out any other offensive coordinators since then.
Well, my point there would be, I don't think they're hiring just normal people off the street. I think they hire people who know football. But anyway, they say that Deshaun Elliott allowed a passer rating of 97.5 last year, which was 76 in the NFL. So when you hear something like that, do you blatantly disregard it, or how do you treat that?
No, I don't blatantly disregard it. Like I said, I'm not one of these people who spikes PFF immediately and jump on you for even referencing it. But, you know, I think Elliott, most of the time in general, your strong safety probably isn't your strongest guy in coverage on your defense. If there's a player to attack from the other side, you're going to go after that guy who's more needed for run support, just broadly speaking in football terms. But I thought Elliott, for being someone who can match up with tight ends, you know, occasionally get the slot wide receiver matchup, occasionally get the running back out of the backfield matchup, you know, that's not his strongest suit, but I don't know what guy at his spot it is. So, and again, he's getting a safety deal that is, I think, less on average per year than a man named Alohi Gilman. What's his PFF grade? Do we know?
I don't know. What I do know is that when I look around that secondary, I don't see a lot of guys who can cover. Darius Slay apparently still can, but...
We'll see at age 34.
I see concern all over.
I have concerns with that. Not because of the player he is. I think the best parts of his career are now over, and I don't know how much he has left. That's my biggest thing. I sort of equated this to Patrick Peterson. Same kind of situation. You know, tremendous career. They were expecting something here, and I don't know that they got exactly what they were expecting.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Pomp, because I feel like it was a similar situation that year in OTA's mini camp, and then even into training camp. Patrick Peterson still believes in himself. I can still run, trust me. Week one against the Niners, they just absolutely fried that guy, and it was
they filleted him, Bob.
It was a concerning issue from there.
Who was the guy you mentioned? What's his PFF grade that you compared to Elliott in terms of salary?
Alohi Gilman. I hope I'm saying it right.
Alohi Gilman. All right. Bob, why don't you talk to Brian for a second while I...
Rari goes in to the old Savvy Newsroom Lab, where he's trying to find out everything about Haloti Gilman, Haloti Nada, Nada Hada.
Slay was a player Mike Tomlin has admired for a long time. So I think there is also an aspect of mentoring Joey Porter Jr. on how to be a travel corner, but you're also paying a guy $10 million to be more than a mentor. So
were you surprised were you surprised at that price tag? Because I was.
A little, and I was sort of surprised the Steelers even were looking to go that way at corner, because they continue to, you know, they try to thread this needle of looking long-term with the draft capital while still taking some big swings to win now. And I suppose Aaron Rodgers and Darius Slay are those quote-unquote big swings to help the 2025 Steelers when they might have no impact on the 2026 Steelers and beyond.
Well, you'll be happy to know, Brian, that Alohi Gilman had only a 54.2 coverage grade from PFF, so it was slightly below our friend Deshaun Elliott. Although, how many interceptions did Minka, Joey Porter, Deshaun Elliott, and Darius Slay combine for last year? Slay had zero.
So I say zero.
Minka had one.
One, okay.
How many did JP and how many did Peasy have?
One.
They
had three.
This is like adding up the home runs from the Pirates infield. This is a disaster, Brian. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Brian.
Batcovian mongoose on the loose.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Bob, things got a little combative between first Limits and I and then the Batconian mongoose. And
I think
you don't want to anger
Limits
a mongoose.
Is looking at that text line and suggesting he needs to be more aggressive toward you, and I think it's showing. Right?
No, I'm looking at the clock. Absolutely. I'm looking at the clock, and we have to play the ID.
So yet another example, Bob.
Yeah, he's reverse
yet
course
another
now.
Example.
Mm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.